This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Details came out today regarding how General Motors will compensate victims of its defective ignition switches, linked to 13 deaths and 54 injuries. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg will run the General Motors Ignition Compensation Fund. Who's eligible? When and how do they file a claim? And how much money are we talking about? Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton joins us to help sort it all out. First, Kenneth Feinberg, he has some solid experience in this field, doesn't he, Tracy?
He does indeed. He handled most of the highest profile U.S. victims compensation programs we're aware of in recent years, from the 9/11 fund to the BP oil spill to the Newtown shootings program. And in most of those situations, he got anywhere from 87% to 100% buy-in from the people who were eligible for the programs. So he clearly has a lot of experience in figuring out what works best in all kinds of situations, whether it involves corporate wrongdoing or not.
Who's eligible and who isn't?
Okay, so this is complicated. I'm going to start at the beginning.
Okay.
GM admits it delayed a recall of 2.6 million vehicles with a faulty ignition switch for 11 years. The switch could turn off the car and disable the seatbelts and the airbags. So the vehicles that had the switch, they're all small cars, none of which GM makes anymore, including in the U.S. the Chevy Cobalts and the HHRs. So if the car was made before 2007, we know it had the bad switch. Then after that, GM replaced the switch with one that didn't cause accidents, but some of the newer cars had a possibly defective replacement switch put in. So those cars also are in this program. And the company says it knows about 13 deaths and 54 injuries from accidents related to this switch. So if somebody was hurt or killed in an accident because the bad switch turned off the seatbelts and the airbags, that person is eligible. And it does not matter if they were also doing things they shouldn't have been doing.
Like texting?
Texting, okay. Driving drunk, speeding.
Okay. How much will victims get, or might they expect to get?
Well, for people who were killed or who had catastrophic injuries, the base amount is $1 million plus $300,000 for a spouse and for each dependent, plus lifetime costs of care for people who have the catastrophic injuries. Also, there's no cap, no upper limit, either for the individual payments or for the overall program.
So it sounds like crunching a lot of actuarial tables is going to be involved in figuring this out.
Yeah.
Now, how involved is GM going to be as Kenneth Feinberg processes these claims?
Well, GM's going to be writing checks. That's about it. GM can offer Mr. Feinberg its opinions on individual cases. But here's Mr. Feinberg from the press conference being pretty clear about who is the decider.
GM may not challenge it in court. GM may not reject it. GM may say that they think we made a mistake. That's fine. But they have to honor it. And they have to pay the claim.
And what is the most important part of that claim, Tracy?
Well, people are going to have to show, maybe not prove as in a court of law, but show pretty clearly that the ignition switch defect was the proximate cause of the accident involved, you know, that resulted in the injury or the death. So, but for the ignition switch turning off the airbags and the seatbelts, the accident wouldn't have happened. And it is not going to be easy for, you know, to prove in some instances. Some of these accidents happened years ago, and there's going to be evidence from police reports, black box, boxes, witness statements, and the like.
And what kind of timetable? When can people start? When are they going to start submitting? And when do they think this will be wrapped up?
People will be able to file a claim starting on August 1st. And the deadline for getting that claim put in is December 31st. And Mr. Feinberg says he's going to move pretty quickly, you know, up to between 90 days and 180 days to decide on a claim. So by, you know, middle of next year, we may actually know whether GM was sort of right on base with these 13 deaths and 54 accidents and injuries, or whether it's higher.
Thanks for explaining that for us, Michigan Radio's auto reporter, Tracy Samilton. Thanks, Tracy.
Happy to be here.
And General Motors announced today 6 new recalls affecting more than 7.5 million vehicles, these from 1997 to 2014. Among the recall vehicles, GM's aware of 7 crashes, 8 injuries, and 3 fatalities. The fatal crashes occurred in older model full-size sedans being recalled for inadvertent ignition key rotation. GM says there's no conclusive evidence that that defect condition caused the crashes.